Bei Perktal Mishnah, ein Shoven as a Cheres, one should not break pottery, vein choskin hanyar lutzlois boi maliach. Nor should he cut paper, that he should use this to be able to roast salted fish. What was done here is that in order that the fish shouldn't burn from the heat of the grill that it was put on, they used to put either a piece of clay or a piece of paper that was soaked with oil underneath the food that it shouldn't burn. And creating this paper, or creating the piece of pottery by breaking it, is creating a kli, and you're not allowed to create a kli on Yontif. Everybody agrees to that. Even though it's ultimately Litzarech Ochel Nefesh, they didn't matter you to make Kalim Litzarech Ochel Nefesh. Ve'in Gorfin Tanor V'kiraim, and one cannot rake out an oven or a range. The Mishnah Shabbos goes through the difference between a Tanor and a Kiraim, just at a different shape, but it's basically used for the same thing. But sometimes, like the clay or some of the pieces of the Tanor would fall into the bottom, inside the oven, if the heap of ashes and cinder keeps piling up, it may eventually touch the food. The way they used to cook food in these ovens was they would take the, let's say, dough, and they would throw it to the side wall, and it would cook from being stuck to the side walls. But eventually, if the heap kept getting higher, it may burn the food, so they would have to scoop it out. So that you can't do, because by doing so, you're now preparing and fixing the oven that it should be able to work properly. And that's like being misakin mana that you're not allowed to do on Yontif, even for Ochel Nefesh. Just like you can't create a kli, you can't fix a kli, that it should now be in workable condition. And the Rav says that this is going according to the Rabbanon that we had in the previous Mishnah, that Machshirei Ochel Nefesh are Aser. Machshirei Ochel Nefesh is doing something, not directly to the food, but doing something that would help you with the food, like fixing the oven. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this in one case could be mutter. If I was not able to do it before Yontif, I would be able to do it on Yontif according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Mishnah's Mashma, you can never do it. Even if you were not able to do it before Yontif, and today's the first time you can do it, you still can't do it. That's why the Chor of the Rav says the Mishnah is like the Rabbanon, because it means all the time. Aval bechabshin, but one can press down the ashes and smooth them out that way. You can't rake it out, but you can press it down. The Rav says, though, if there's no other way to do it unless you raked it out, you couldn't push it down, then it's mutter. But how are you able to do that? Isn't the ashes muktzah? So the Teretz is, we've said this before, that Litzarech Ochel Nefesh, we see that one is allowed to move muktzah Litzarech Ochel Nefesh. Mishnah continues, Ve'in makifin shtei chavius lishbois alein esekdera. One should not put together like a makeshift stove by taking two barrels, putting them one next to each other, not right next to, but close enough that they can now put on top of them a pot, and then what would be between the two barrels, they'd put fire. So the two barrels was sort of serving as like a base to hold up the pot. And because this is like creating a kli, you're creating an oven. And one should not support a pot with a piece of wood. And also, v'chein bedelis means he shouldn't support a door with a piece of wood. Why is that? Like the Rav says, wood is only set aside for use as fuel. You can't use the wood for anything else. It's muksa for everything else. So that's what really the Gemara says. The Ran says that since it's only set aside for fuel, it doesn't have a Torah of a kli on it. And therefore it's muksa for everything else. It's different than other things. Rashi says, since wood is normally only used for something that's usually usur, like making kalim and woodwork, they were more machmir by it and only allowed us to use it for hasaka, for fuel. So in other words, according to Rashi, it should be like everything else. When something is not muksa, you should be able to use it for whatever you want. But by wood, there's a special chumro. They only used it for fuel because wood is commonly used to build things. But the Marsha asks, why is it usur to use the piece of wood to support a pot? Isn't that ochel nefesh? And we just said that you can do muksa, you can move muksa l'tzarch ochel nefesh. So the Marsha says there's a difference. I'm allowed to take away muksa for ochel nefesh. Like we had earlier, taking away inedible food from the edible food on Yontif. Or like in this Mishnah, pushing down those ashes. But over here, I'm actually using it to help me do an action and to help me cook. That I'm not allowed to do. I'm allowed to take something muksa and use it as firewood. I'm not allowed to take something muksa and eat it. I'm only allowed to move muksa to move it away from something. And therefore, that's not what's happening here, so it's aser. And the Mishnah ends, Vein manhigin es abeimah b'makal b'yontif. One should not lead an animal with a stick, staff, on yontif, because it looks like uvda d'chol, looks like you're trying to sell it in the shuk. Rebbe Elazar b'Rebbe Shimon matered it.